This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I believe it's another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Ouch. Truly being part of the conversation, not part of the solution. Right? If you're not part of the conversation, you aren't part of the solution, are you? He's 5'5", Real Joe. I'm sorry, guys. I'm having a good time here, all by my onesies. Right? I mean, if you could only see what happened, you'd have to start laughing. Very much radio humor when rubber bands start snapping while you're on the air. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Chicago's largest city hospital, but it's the largest city, right? It's a children's hospital. What better to have in a children's hospital than kink and trans-friendly sex toys? You know, I mean, I guess a little teddy bear and stuff like that, they no longer cut it. Now you got to move towards kink. Now you got to move towards teddy bears. That's the way to go, apparently. Now, the largest children's hospital in Chicago has created a partnership with the local school district to promote gender theory, kink, BDSM, and trans-friendly sex toys for children. This is what I'm saying to you. This is what everybody's been saying. I don't care how you live your life. Really, seriously. You want to be in all these things? Great. Leave it out of the hospital. Leave it out of my kid's curriculum. I'll decide if my child gets to see that, think it's okay, the whole nine yards. That's my decision, not yours. You don't have a right to decide what's right for my child. You may think you do. Talk about fascism. That's real fascism. Now, local news organization said they've obtained insider documents that revealed a troubling collaboration between gender activists at Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago and the school administrators throughout the Chicago area. Now, according to those documents and a review of school district websites, Lurie's Children's Hospital has provided material to school leaders promoting radical gender theory, trans activism, and sexually explicit materials at least four Chicago public school systems. Just amazing. I mean, seriously, these kids can't read or write. They're not doing well in the basics, but we need to make sure that they know not only what sex is all about, how to have it, deviations or different ways of having it. Are these people for real? They're entrusted with your children. And then they get mad at us for questioning them. Are they for real? I've obtained insider documents that revealed a troubling collaboration, according to the writer, of all this gender activism at Lurie Children's Hospital. That means that somebody in that hospital looked at this and said the same thing. Oh, my God, what are these people thinking? These documents were circulated to administrators, teachers, and other staff at the middle school and high school level as part of an ongoing employee training program. Primary training document is beyond binary. Yeah, we got beyond meat. Why not? Let's go to beyond binary next, don't you think? It's just amazing. It follows the basic narrative of academic queer theory. White Western society has created an oppressive gender binary, falsely dividing the world into categories of man and woman. That has resulted in transphobia. You know what? The Encyclopedia Britannica, God bless it, they went digital. They could never keep up with all this printing. So according to them now, the transphobia, cissexism, and systemic discrimination against racial and sexual minorities. You ever notice that everything is an oppression? Everything is an attack. Everything is an affront. Everything that they feel like, if one person in any one of those communities feels like they've been slighted, it's because of racism, right? Because of bigotry. It's just amazing. And you know what? I'm going to do it again. You parents did this to these kids. Not all of you, obviously. But a lot of you who made little Johnny or little Susie or little whoever feel like the world revolved around them. Every thought they had was perfect and wonderful. Everything they did was something to worship. And they didn't do anything wrong. And they can't take any adversity. And because they couldn't take any adversity, they'd start crying. You thought you had to step in and save them. Well, you don't. You didn't. You shouldn't. Or should not have, I should say. It does get extremely ridiculous at times. And I love the fact that you, the parents in that light. Now, somebody's going to say to me, well, you know, you're pushing for all parents to be heard. What about these? I have no problem with them being heard. You know when your kids are 16, 17, right in there? And they say you're not listening to me because they've told you 17 times what they want and what they think is right. You tell them they're wrong and you're not going to get it. It's not that you're not listening. You're listening and you find it just as crazy as the rest of the world does. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
it. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Go with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 5-5-World Show. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part. You got to be part of the solution, people. It's the only way everybody wins. You're part of the solution. You have the information. You know what's going on. And you know how to, not to be snippy, but you know how to come back. You know how to push back on the ludicrous conversations that they're having. No, I'll tell you that when I do the, when I'm at a restaurant or I'm having a conversation with somebody, and, you know, I love to talk about God. It's one of my favorite things to do. And not preach in your face, but talk about it, right? Because people have so many misconceptions. And I always love this because I always say the same thing to them. You hear them talking, and they blame all kinds of stuff on this God that they don't even believe in. And you go, but wait a minute, how can you say that's because of him? When you know, and you know, when you don't even believe in him, and you think we're nuts for doing so. And I love talking to atheists. You know my spiel about that. So there are conversations you can have with them without actually calling them out as being, you know, crazy or stupid or anything along those lines. You don't have to do that. You know, for my Christian brothers and sisters, you're not called to do that. You lay the truth in front of them. You let them decide. Right? Come on, think about it. You let them decide what that truth is. And you go from there with it. That's how you do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do. I appreciate the time that when you write me stuff where you don't even agree with me, I always enjoy those. All right, back to the Chicago text. I can't even say it. Sex toys for minors edition here. No, really. So the hospital got together with the school districts, the local school districts, and decided to do this thing about, you know, kinky sex toys and transgender toys. And it comes out of a document that was being taught in the schools to the teachers called Beyond Binary. And I made a joke. I said, you know, it's like being beyond meat, right? So it's not real meat. I love the way they do this, right? So it follows the basic narrative of, you know, academic queer theory. I don't even know what that is. Right? White Western societies created an oppressive gender binary, falsely dividing the world into categories of man and woman, falsely. Through biology, through science, the science that they tell us to follow. But by doing that, they purposely, they knew what they were going to do. Isn't it funny with stuff like this? They go back and they say, oh, this was all planned. They knew what they were doing. They knew that they were going to create a transphobic society. They were going to create systemic discrimination against racial and sexual minorities. They knew what they were doing. We stop and say, no, you know what you're doing. You've planned this out, this paper's to prove it, for decades. About this gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, oversexual, undersexual, megasexual, I don't know, all these things that you come up with. Sexism. Really? Anyway. it just doesn't stop, right? The presentation encourages teachers and school administrators to support gender diversity in their districts. Automatically affirm students who announce their sexual transition. You know, you want to get brokenhearted? Start looking for these detransitioning videos on YouTube and other places. Rumble, YouTube, places like that. Start looking at what they say about it. The ones that are detransitioning now, how heartbroken, you heard me, heartbroken they are. Because nobody told them what the long-term effects were going to be. None of that. Little girls having their breasts cut out because they feel like little boys. They're going to be on medication all their lives. Uterus is removed. Really? You're letting them at that age make the decision? Shame on you. There's so many other decisions you would let them make, but that you will. God bless. The presentation encourages teachers and school administrators to support gender diversity. Automatically affirm students who announce their sexual transitions. Communicate a non-binary understanding of gender. You know, what's going to be next is the classroom books are going to do this. Could easily do it. If you think about it, we're going all electronic anyhow. Why not this? Right? Put it all in there. Put it in the tablets. And you can change the curriculum in a heartbeat without even telling anybody. Update pages, update chapters and books, and you don't have to print one thing. The objective is one version of the presentation suggests is to disrupt the entrenched gender norms in Western society to facilitate the transition to a more gender-creative world. In at least two districts, the activists at Lurie Children's Hospital also recommended teachers offer a series of sexually explicit resources to children as young as 11 years old. There's no reason for this. No, really, seriously. Why? And what gives them the right to do that to your kids? You know, our founding fathers, when they created public schools, it was so you wouldn't be ignorant. So you would be able to add and subtract and have knowledge of the world. You know, I was joking about this the other day and somebody got mad at me. 100 years ago, our kids learned Latin and Greek in school. In school. Now they can barely speak English. And we can't hold them to a higher standard to speak English or understand to speak English language. That's terrible. It's nuts. At the end of Beyond Binary presentation, the one given to all the teachers, the hospital recommends a binder exchange program to assist teenage girls in binding their breasts, a kid-friendly website for gender affirmation gear, which sells items such as artificial penises or penis packers, female-to-male trans mask pumps. I don't know what that is. I don't want to see it, and I don't want anybody to tell me what it is. And an LGBTQ-friendly sex shop for teens sells a range of sex toys. I can't even clean these up. Show us in your host, Dick Morris, joins me after the break. Don't go far. God bless.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the nation's largest investment banks says Wall Street can forget about a Santa Claus rally this year. In a note to clients, the bank citing the Fed Reserve's stance and predicted a late-year stock market rally is unlikely. Leaders across the world are bashing elections taking place in Russian-controlled Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
As the war in Europe has shown signs in recent weeks that Russia may be in trouble, residents in Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine began voting in referendums on joining Russia Friday morning. Russia-installed leaders will hold elections through Tuesday. Ukraine and Western nations are calling the election a sham as Russia tries to annex nearly 15% of Ukraine.
Happy Friday and thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what I want. You need to be part of the solution. Let me just bring him back on. Let me bring him on for the first time. I'm always, always, always excited to have these guys on with me.
I'm happy to have Dick Morris with me. We're talking about his new book, The Return, Trump's Big Comeback. And, Dick, thanks so much for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
Good. That's Big Trump, Big Comeback in 2024. I think he's going to run. I know he's going to run. And I think he has an absolute lock on the Republican nomination, and I think he's going to win the election and be the 47th president of the United States.
You know, I'm with you, so don't take this the wrong way. But I mean, my God, with everything going on around him and with the messages that the mainstream media is putting out about him, you think this is helping him, helping his cause?
Well, I certainly don't think it's hurting him. And I don't think it's hurting him enough to derail him, but, and I do actually believe it's helping him. I think it's revving up his base. It's making us understand how unique he is and how desperately the liberals will do anything they possibly can to defeat him. And, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And, I think that it's driving a lot of ambivalent voters, toward Trump. Sure. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I hope you're right from your lips, you know, to God's ears. But some people say that, you know, in that last 4 years or in his second term, he'd be somewhat like a lame duck president. What do you think he could accomplish? He needs to have the Senate and the Congress, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he would. And I think we'll win them both this year. And I think we'll certainly win them in 24 when Trump is elected. And he's no lame duck. He's a ferocious tiger. I think that there's no way that he would be a lame duck. I think he would get his way. He might be a bull in a china shop, but he's not a lame duck.
No. And it's funny because I have a lot of hardcore Republican friends who are worried that if he runs again, we will lose it. But I've heard you say that you think Hillary might run against him or may run, even though she says no.
Yeah. I wrote about that in my book, The Return. I believe the Democratic nominee is going to be Hillary. I think what's going to happen is that Biden will be forced to say he's not running again after he loses the House and the Senate in this cycle. And then I think that he's going to announce that, and all of a sudden the floodgates will open and Democrats will come running for president. And Hillary has always conditioned her denials on running by saying that she's supporting Biden and she thinks he's a great president. And she would continue saying that. And if Biden pulls out, she'll be released from that statement and she'll be free to run. I think the interesting thing, though, from my point of view, is that she is using the exact same playbook that I wrote out for Bill Clinton in 1992, and I feel like suing her for plagiarism. It's all there in my book, The Return, for you to see, for her to see. I told Bill in 1992 that he should capitalize on the Democratic defeats with Walter Mondale and Mike Dukakis, and that the party was in shell shock as a result of those losses, and that he should come out and say, I'm going to lead us in a new direction. I'm going to be a centrist, mainstream Democrat. We moved too far to the left, and that's why we lost these contests. And I think Hillary is waiting till we lose, till they lose the 2022 elections to say the same thing. I think she'll say we lost the Senate and the House because we were too far to the left, and I'm going to be the moderate, mainstream candidate, just like my husband was. And I think that the giveaway for that is that the other day she said America does not approve of open borders. Well, America doesn't, but Democrats sure do. And then a week before that, she criticized Biden for his remark about Republicans as semi-fascists. And I think that she is positioning herself to be the moderate alternative to candidates like Bernie Sanders, Gavin Newsom, and maybe even AOC herself.
Dick, is the party from within, the Democrats from within, have they gone so far left? Because if you hear them speak, I don't hear the moderates speaking out at all. They seem to all be really shuffling off even further to the left, to the AOC side of the world. How are they going to come back?
Yes. Yes, they are. They are shuffling off that way. That's what happens all the time with left-wing parties when they lose elections. They don't move to the center. They move further to the left. For example, when Reagan beat Carter, Mondale and Dukakis, the next two candidates, were further to the left. And when Thatcher beat Callahan in Britain, Foote and Kinnock, their next two candidates, were further to the left. Because what happens is the moderates leave the Liberal Party and join the Conservative Party or become independent. And only the crazy leftists remain in the left-wing primary, and therefore it goes further and further to the left. And I think that's what's going on now with the Democratic Party. And I think that they're going to lose a decade of elections because I think they'll never be able to nominate somebody who can actually win an election.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, looking what they've got going on. Okay, so when he comes back in, I know I've asked you this before. By the way, we're talking to Dick Morris, his new book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. VP selection, does it matter?
No. Somebody asked me on a show earlier today what criteria I would suggest that Trump is going to use in choosing a vice president. And I said, obedience.
I like that. Yeah. So somebody's at least on the same page and willing to move along in the same direction with him.
No, slavish obedience. It's more like it. He's had enough of free agents.
Go ahead.
He's had enough of free agents, yeah.
Well, Congress, was it today or the day before, they've passed a bill that makes it harder to challenge an election. But, I mean, the way that the Electoral College is counted out, the way that works is set forth in the Constitution. So what exactly can they do to make it harder?
Well, they can't really. I don't think it'll pass the Senate. But what they're hoping to do is right now, when the electoral vote comes in, a single elector from a single congressman from a state that is in play can say that they want the canvass of the voter before the electoral vote is certified. And that's the basis under which Ted Cruz tried to get a recount of the election before the Electoral College vote was certified. They want to change that and make it a majority of the congressmen from that state so that, in fact, this can't be challenged. They also want to make the vice presidency explicitly a ministerial duty, ceremonial rather than substantive. But I don't think that bill's going anywhere.
No, and if the Republicans are all over things like they should be challenging a lot of these laws that are, or these bills that are trying to be passed immediately after they pass, shouldn't they?
Yeah. Well, or stop them from passing. There's a good example in California of something that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard the Democrats say that they oppose defunding the police.
Correct.
The left wing says they support it, but the mainstream Democrats say no. Well, the House just approved or just agreed to vote tomorrow on a bill that would fund the creation of mental health advocates throughout the country in police departments, diverting police funding to that mental health advocate. And the deal would be that when you call 911, if the situation likely involves a mentally ill person, a crazy person threatening you, they don't dispatch cops, they dispatch the mental health worker. And that's likely to pass, it's certain now to pass the House. The liberals objected to it because it provided funding for small town police departments, but they were overridden. And this bill is going to pass the House. So the Democrats are explicitly now on record saying that if you call 911 and someone is threatening to kill you, and the 911 phone clerk decides that this is an issue of mental health, they do not dispatch armed police. They dispatch a psychiatrist or a social worker. When I worked for Trump, I did an ad that I write about in the book, The Return. You probably have seen it, the one about the empty police station where the phone rings and nobody answers it. And the tape comes on and says, can't answer your phone because of budget cuts, but if you want to report a rape, dial 1, a murder, dial 2, a home invasion, dial 3, or leave your name and number.
You know, we'll be back more with Dick right after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Jumping in the show is always a pleasure. 855, Real Joe, 855, always. 855-732-5563, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back to our conversation with Dick Morris. I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. I want to get back to Dick Morris's new book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. And you can get that at Amazon and other places, Dick?
Yeah, I haven't been banned yet. Amazon.
Give it time. They still got a little time to play.
Anyway, although it's funny, I sold 50,000 copies, which is way more than most of the books on the New York Times bestseller list. But the Times won't include my book because they just don't like the title.
Oh, God. It is perfect. It's exactly how they operate, you know?
Yeah, right.
All right, let's get into what's going on over at Mar-a-Lago. You know, in everything that I've seen happen, and I only get bits and pieces, I read reports just like everybody else does, this has been a debacle from moment one. And again, give me some predictions about the Mar-a-Lago documents. What do you think is going to pan out here, if anything?
Well, first of all, I believe the entire process is helping Trump, not hurting him, because I think people feel he's been victimized and picked on, and they do not approve of the massive weaponization of the Justice Department to try to take out a presidential adversary. But I have a different theory about those documents, and I believe I'm right, and I believe history will prove that I'm right. I wrote about it in The Return. I believe that that the FBI was behind the dossier that accused Trump of collusion with the Kremlin. And I believe that they actually prepared that dossier, and then they leaked it to the world. I think it was financed by Hillary's campaign, but I think the FBI made up the dossier. And that was proven last week when John Durham, the special prosecutor, announced that Igor Danchenko, the Russian oligarch that wrote the dossier or was heavily involved in writing it, was in fact an FBI informant for 4 years, from 2017 to 2000. And he was on the FBI payroll while he was writing that totally lying dossier. So I believe that the Mar-a-Lago documents probably established that smoking gun, and that the FBI seized those documents not to use them against Trump, but to stop Trump from using them against the FBI.
That's interesting. I believe you, but that's interesting. I've never taken that tact on it, okay? What about the District Judge Elaine Cannon's decision to grant Trump's team that special master, and now it doesn't look like it's maybe turning out in his favor?
Well, I don't think that this has any legs to it. Even if they find that there were national security secrets on these documents, if Trump didn't give them to anyone, didn't leak them to anyone, who gives a damn? You're basically trying to indict a guy for an overdue library book. I mean, you know, if he gave them to the Russians or something, okay, go after him. But he didn't for 4 years when he had all those documents, and for the 2 years since he left White House and had the documents, there was no leak to anyone. So who cares about it?
You know, Dick, this keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And I always said that I don't think Trump really understood how deep the deep state was, how corrupt that deep state was. And I think if he gets in this time, or according to you, when he gets in, I hope he cleans the plate. Do you see him doing that?
Yeah. Yes, I do. There's a very specific bill that he has endorsed that will do that. When he was president, he was mad at the Veterans Administration for the way they were treating the vets, making them wait for months before they would see somebody to even get their case diagnosed. So he tried succession of new administrators, and none of them made much in the way of changes. So he got Congress to pass a law saying the civil service protections normally available to federal workers would not be available to Veterans Administration employees. They could be hired and fired at will, just like you and I can. And it really changed the things at the VA. It got much better. And he's going to propose a bill, which I think the Republicans will pass, to do that throughout the entire federal government and to remove civil service protections over the FBI, the CIA, the Bureau of ATF, all of them, so they can be hired and fired at will.
God bless. I hope he does it. I hope he does it quickly, and I hope he cleans up quickly. If you're just tuning in, Dick Morris joins me, his book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. You can find it at Amazon.com until they bar him from selling it or bar Visa and MasterCard from taking money for it. I mean, that's the other road
they
seem to want to go down. Hey, I want to switch gears just a little bit with you for a second. You know, we're hearing a lot about Georgia. We're hearing about the polls. I'm not a poll believer anymore. I totally can't believe them at all. So where do you see Georgia ending up?
I think we're winning Georgia. And I think we're going to win Wisconsin. I think we're going to win Pennsylvania. I think we have a good shot at winning Arizona. I think we even have a shot at winning Colorado. I think we're going to take the Senate. Let me just tell you something that I don't think most people realize. In 2021, there was a formal meeting of the American Association of Survey Research Professionals, an organization, and they studied the polling in the election to 2020. And they said there was more distortion, more statistical error in those polls than in any other polls in the last 40 years. And they said that the average poll, not the worst one, but the average, had overstated the Democratic vote by 5 points. And I think that's what's happening now. I think that I just did an analysis with John McLaughlin, who was Trump's pollster, who is the pollster I like the best. And we went through the Georgia polling. And we found that in 2018, the last year there was a congressional race in Georgia, an equal number of Democrats and Republicans voted in the election based on their party registration. But Quinnipiac has a poll out that says Walker wins by 6. Walker loses by 6, but Reinhart wins by 6. And guess what? The sample has 6 points more Democrats than Republicans, and it shouldn't. It should be even.
Right.
So these distortions are being baked into the polls as we speak, basically to try to dry up the money for the Republican candidates. And I think that it's happening again, and I think we need to learn our lesson from 2020 and not believe these polls.
Well, I'm in total agreement with you. And the big issues for this election, safety, the economy, or is abortion number one? Because the Dems are trying to make abortion the number one issue there is.
Well, they're going to fail at that. Inflation is overwhelmingly the number one issue, followed by safety and crime. And the abortion ranks like 8th or 9th. There is a group of largely over 55, independent, suburban, college-educated women for whom it makes a difference. But it's not enough to swing the election, and it's quite offset by younger parents of kids, who want a voice in their children's education and want parent power. They want to be able to stop critical race theory and gender change surgery from being taught in the 4th grade. And that's what carried the race in Virginia for Goodkin. And I think that's going to work in the Republicans' favor. And I think the two of them will probably balance out.
You think what Lindsey Graham did in introducing this abortion bill torpedoes, hurts the Republicans? I mean, why would he do that?
No.
So close.
I think he's right. I think he's absolutely right for
really?
Doing that. Because the Democrats have been resurrecting the fantasy that if the Republicans take control, no abortion ever for anybody under any circumstances will be allowed, even in cases of rape or incest. And Graham says, hey, wait a minute, let's get real here. You can have whatever religious view you want, but ultimately the voters have clearly indicated that they do want some exceptions for abortion. And since 80% of abortions have occurred in the first 15 weeks of pregnancy, Graham is saying allow it then, but ban it afterwards. And that focuses attention on the core Democratic objective, which is not abortion, but is infanticide. They would like abortion to be extended through 40 weeks, through the third trimester, literally kill it on the way out.
Yep.
They want to transform the maternity wards into abortion clinics. And Graham is focusing attention on that with this bill, and moving away from the lurid fantasies the Democrats are using to try to win votes over this.
Yeah, well, you know what? I hope that works, and I hope he's right. We're on the way out here, so your book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback, you can get that at Amazon. I don't know if you get it anywhere else. And then you have, a daily podcast you do. Tell people how they can hear more of it.
On dickmorris.com, you can sign up for free, and I send a daily, every day, broadcast of fun. 5-minute summary of my views on important news items to 250,000 people every day. So sign up and join the list. You'll enjoy it.
Well, Dick, it's always a pleasure when I have you on. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Well, thank you.
I want to get back to Dick Morris's new book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. And you can get that at Amazon and other places, Dick. Always, always, always a pleasure to have him by me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour with me. Joe Messina. Joe Messina.